In the studio today, we have Carol Alcorn, the president of Illinois Valley PADS, also Vanessa Hoffeditz, the Tri-County Opportunities Council from there, and Jay McCracken, the director of the Ottawa Chamber. Vanessa, did I say your last name right?
You did. That
oh,
is correct.
Perfect. Okay. Wonderful.
Starting off right.
Yes. So you folks are in the studio today to talk about Hope for Tomorrow, a brand new event. It's a community response to homelessness, which everyone knows PADS is the homeless shelter in Peru and Ottawa, but you do so much more. So Carol, let's start with you. Tell us about this event.
Well, we're excited to partner with IVCC and all the other resources in our community that address homelessness or have concerns. And it is called Hope for Tomorrow, a Community Response to Homelessness. It is a documentary that is 90 minutes long that addresses homelessness in 20 different locations in the United States. It is a Hollywood production. It's very well done and very impactful. We first viewed it in Lexington, Kentucky at a homeless shelter convention there called City Gate. There is a movie that is coming out in the theaters in February, the end of February. It's called No Address. The trailer is very interesting. It tracks five different individuals and family groups through homelessness. It'll be very fascinating. They are going to give donations to charities through this movie and the profits, and we are one of the entities that applied for that and have accepted that. So I encourage everybody to go see the movie. So we will have resource fair before from 5:30 to 6:30 on November 7th at IVCC. And then at 6:30, we'll be viewing this documentary, which we encourage everyone who has any interest in what homelessness looks like. You see it on TV, you see it at the corner at Walmart and Aldi's and other places in our communities. Then we're going to have a panel of discussion. Vanessa's going to be one of them. LaSalle Housing will be one. We have a mission from Peoria. We have a state official and myself. And we're going to discuss what the gaps are and how we're going to address homelessness as a community after viewing this documentary.
Well, and it seems like that's a good first step is, you know, you have told us a little bit off air about the film. Homelessness takes on so many different forms and situations where everyone is truly unique. And it seems like that's one of the big pieces of awareness is whatever notion you have in your head about homelessness, it's probably a bit misguided.
Often it is. There is a very low percentage locally of what people would perceive a stereotype to be of homelessness. Homeless individuals in our region are your neighbors, your cousins, family members, your church members. I had teachers walk in and see their past students in the homeless shelter. It is people that are vulnerable, that have had crisis in their lives and need help. And that's what we do.
Jay and Vanessa, let's hear from you. Vanessa, you are on the panel. What information do you hope to get out while you're sitting there with your peers?
Sure. One of the most important things for me is to share the resources that Tri-County has available to families experiencing being unhoused. I think the second piece, and actually it probably is the most important piece, is to Carol's point, is what people perceive homelessness to look like and the stigmas that are related to homelessness. And I think having an understanding, number one, that it exists in our communities, in our area, and number two, how do we all work together to overcome those stigmas? And then what do we do as a community after this film and seeing this film to be able to come up with some solutions and actions that we can all take together to address this issue?
Jay, being with the chamber, you see a lot of businesses, you talk to a lot of people. In Ottawa, do you see homeless like downtown? I know Carol mentioned like Walmart, Aldi's, but do you see it everywhere in town?
Yes, we do see it throughout the community. It's a growing problem, not just in LaSalle County, but of course our state and nation. And we are just in the Ottawa Area Chamber of Commerce is very honored to partner with IVCC. Dr. Tracy Morris has taken a lead role in this as well. And with Ivy PADS, of course, Tri-County Opportunities and other community partners to collaborate and charter a new path forward in our Illinois Valley area. I think the title says it all, Hope for Tomorrow. We really have hope that there will be a community solution to homelessness in our area.
Carol, when is Hope for Tomorrow and how can people get more information?
Hope for Tomorrow is November 7th. It begins at 5:30. The viewing begins at 6:30. You can go to ivypads.com and there is a QR code there. The event is free, but we would ask you to register. You can register also at the door. We would love to see you there. There is food from 5:30 to 6:30. There are going to be 20 different resources there that will be networking and talking to people and learning more about what's available in the community. And then we'll talk about the issue, and then we'll have a larger discussion about what the solutions are.
Any of you like to add anything else before we let you go today? Because we will be talking to you again in a couple weeks, I believe.
We'd just like to express our thanks to all of you for joining us in this partnership, because we look forward to some real hope for the future and some solutions to move forward in helping us find that right pathway for our people struggling.
And I would just say, if you have any ideas, thoughts, come and watch the movie and come and hear the panel. Bring your friends. We're trying to get the community involved in this, because that's where the solutions will be.
One of those things where if you have an idea or you want to volunteer, you will find a place for somebody. Just show up and bring your energy, and hopefully they can channel it to something good.
Absolutely.
Thank you to Carol Alcorn, Vanessa Hoffeditz, and Jay McCracken, the Illinois Ballet PADS Hope for Tomorrow.